Addressed by the President to the Democratic Women of America, September 26, 1951, in the President's office.
My fellow citizens, I am speaking today especially to the women of America. Today is Democratic Women's Day. It is the anniversary of the date 32 years ago when women were admitted to the highest councils of the Democratic Party. That was a great day for the Democratic Party and a great day for the country. Ever since then, women have helped the Democratic Party work for the things the people of this country want and need and are entitled to have. The women of America are working for world peace. They hate war and the destruction that it brings about. The women of America are working for a prosperous nation here at home. They want to see their government promote higher living standards and hold down prices. They want better schools for our children, greater security for our older citizens, and better housing and medical care for everyone. These are the things that the Democratic Party is working for and has worked for through most of its long existence. It has gone a long way toward achieving these goals since it is still making progress. The enemies of progress try to confuse issues, but they cannot obscure the plain facts. The government of the United States under a Democratic administration is working in the interests of all the people, of every man, woman, and child in the country. Your government is trying to bring about peace in the world and steadily increasing the prosperity here at home. With the support of the women of America, we will continue to advance toward those goals. World peace and human welfare are too precious to be made the footballs of partisan politics. They must not be jeopardized by men who are careless with the truth. When we face such solemn decisions as those which now confront our country, we must act on the basis of facts and not fables. In many parts of the country at this moment, Democratic women are gathered to observe this anniversary and to prepare for the political campaign that lies ahead. To these women particularly, I am addressing this message. You know what the Democratic Party stands for and what it has done for the good of the country. Make it your job to see that your neighbors know too. Make it your job to confront the confusers with the facts. The truth is the best weapon the Democratic Party has. The Democratic Party is proud of its record and its program. I want you to arm yourselves with the facts and the truth about the record and the program. I want you to see that they become known to everyone in your community. There's nothing more important you can do. When the people know the truth and the facts, no one has to tell them how to vote.